the queen of Chicago rock radio, Patty Hayes.
Well, you know, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary as Chicago's only classic rock radio station. And a lot of people wonder, well, how can classic rock survive for 10 years and beyond? And I'll tell you why. I find it fascinating that we're in Chicago. And what is Chicago? But the home of the blues. And where does rock and roll come from? But rhythm and blues. So it makes perfect sense that there's a tremendous affinity for great classic rock in the Chicago area. It is life in the heartland here. And I've noticed as I've talked to the audience members over the years that though they may have an appreciation for current or alternative music, their real love lies in classic rock. And I think that's why people support us.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Now it's like transgenerational, parent to child. And I'm always amazed by the number of young kids who call in and, you know, they want to hear the Stones and they want to hear Led Zeppelin and they want to hear Jimi Hendrix, because I think they understand that the music guys in their 20s and their early 30s are making, where did those guys learn how to come up with music like that? Well, they learned by listening to the masters. You know, a lot of people, for some reason, when they think about classic rock stations, they think that they're very much centered in the past, and that's not the case at all. Life doesn't exist in a vacuum, and that's why we've kind of rolled with the changes, if you will, thank you, REO Speedwagon, over the last 10 years. I mean, when classic rock radio stations started out, they started out by playing America and Crosby, Stills, and Nash records, and WCKG has been very responsive to the growth of the audience. So now when you talk about classic rock, though you may occasionally hear a Crosby, Stills, and Nash record, you're just as likely to hear something from Van Halen or, you know, a 90s kind of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers record, because you have to look at the artist and the longevity of their career. A 1980 record from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers or Van Halen is classic rock to a 35-year-old guy. I mean, that's what he was listening to when he was necking at the beach with his girlfriend. I'm not at all surprised when I look around at other major markets that some of them have deserted the heritage of rock and roll. They have such a herd mentality. If there's a little bit of success by a different format, everybody runs in that direction. Whereas here in Chicago, we understand the audience. We have stood here fast and strong for 10 years playing absolutely the greatest music that was ever made, and we continue to bring new people into the fold, and we're very, very proud of that, because it doesn't have to be locked in just one era. Good music is good music. I mean, rock and roll's not going away. Started with Elvis, honey, it's not going away. It's 40 years later. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here.
If you don't like to rock and roll, boy, did you punch the wrong button. Chicago's great classic rock with Les Talk, 105.9 WCKG.